Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at gardenamerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
It is hour number two, 6 minutes after. Thank you for waiting during the break and being right there with us, those of you left over from hour one. This is hour number two, watching us on Facebook Live. Questions, comments, you can also email John at gardenamerica.com, 855-424-9825. Our good friend Joel Ross called a couple of times during the first hour. An event happening in San Diego, John, he could not hold on, so we will give you the opportunity to give us the information.
Well, yeah, if you are in the San Diego area, up at the Vista Library at 700 Eucalyptus Avenue in Vista, California, there's a rose exhibition going on today. I think it's from now until 4 o'clock.
All day, wow.
So if you just want to see roses that you haven't seen before, or get some ideas of what to put in your garden if you're looking for a rose plant, there's a lot of people up there who know a lot about roses.
Okay.
I think I'm going to stop by this afternoon.
How could you not? How could you not, John?
Come on now. What else things you got to do this afternoon?
That's on my list of things that I have to do this afternoon. So check it out if you've got some time.
And that's up in Vista, you said?
At the Vista Library.
Vista Library.
700 Eucalyptus Avenue.
Those of you in San Diego.
You know what I noticed
talking
on Facebook?
To you. What's that?
Because I'm looking at your computer screen, and we have the different shots of us in studio.
Yes, which I monitor as much as I can.
Yeah, and when we used to just do the radio, obviously no one could see what we were doing, but I can watch myself along with you guys, and I noticed that I fidget a lot.
That's okay. My leg.
It's just the glitchy.
I've got shaky leg syndrome. So my leg is going all the time, and I got my pen in my hand, and I'm seeing all the little habits that I have. Absolutely. Yeah. But we're not afraid to do it in front of you. That's that's what this is all about. We're going to continue to monitor our habits, but we feel comfortable enough in front of you to do it. That's a good point you bring up, though, John. Absolutely.
All right. Should we get back to some gardening questions?
Absolutely. Facebook questions.
Before we do that, we did have. I'm sorry to jump in front of you, Tiger.
No worries.
But we did have an email question from Steve in Simi Valley.
Okay.
Which I don't know what I was going to say about it.
I thought he was talking about
his lilacs.
Oh, I know what his question's about. I was just trying to figure out why I was jumping in front of you. But I think it's because it came in a while ago, and I didn't have a chance to talk about it. So I want to make sure we
not the not a lilac.
Not the lilacs. Okay. He sent a picture of two gardenias that he had in pots. They look like pretty good-sized gardenias, and he said that they were they showed some yellow leaves in there. And he said he had used HB101 on them, and he thought that maybe they didn't like that. Well, HB101 definitely would not negatively affect
them. There's not a plant that doesn't like HB101.
But it was hard to tell from the size of the pots, Steve. But the gardenias may be too big for those pots, so you may have to move to larger pots. But if you think the size of the pot is okay, gardenias do need an acid soil, and they always need additional iron.
So it's always about pH with you, isn't it?
So use cottonseed meal, which is a good organic acid food. And I would even add a little bit of chelated iron, maybe a tablespoon to two tablespoons of chelated iron per plant, and just put that around the base of the plant. And that'll make a big difference.
Okay, Steve.
All right. So before the break, we were talking more about grafted tomatoes.
Right.
And there's a discussion between Rick and Kathy about the grafted tomatoes. And Kathy Spreen had said that she transplants hers into 1 gallon containers before she eventually puts it into a 15 gallon container to finish out its growth. And I was going to ask about that, John, because with the grafted tomatoes, if you're going to start off in a smaller container, as far as I know, there's really no benefit to that besides maybe being a little easier to handle initially.
I would go right to the big pot myself.
I was going to say I would kind of go right to the 15 and just leave it in there so you don't run any risk of any transplant damage later on. What do you think?
What are your thoughts?
I wouldn't.
You would do what she's doing.
I would do exactly what she's doing. Depends on the size plant that you have. You know, if you went to your garden center, usually you're going to buy a 1 gallon tomato to begin with. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a 4-inch. And with that, you can go to a larger pot. But what we sent out are little 2-inch liners.
And, yeah, that is small.
And the problem with taking that and then going into a 15-gallon can, it's not always going to happen, but we were talking about overwatering Tiger.
Right.
And you've got that little tiny plant in that huge pot, and even though the grafted roots are really strong, it there could be a tendency to overwater.
So the transplanting is not going to be a big deal?
No, especially with the vigorous root system. And it doesn't take long. It only takes a couple weeks to maybe fill out that 1 gallon container. So I think Kathy's doing a good job.
All right, Kathy.
You know, we were talking about, if we're talking about planting in containers, aside from grafted plants, you might think of the super dwarfs. We have 6 varieties of super dwarf tomatoes.
Which is the one you gave me.
Which are made to grow in containers. And what size container did you put yours in?
It's a 5-gallon? Yes.
Okay.
And it's growing. I told you before the show, doing quite well.
A 5-gallon is too small for other types of tomatoes, but for the super dwarfs, they will perform in a 5-gallon pot.
I knew it was a super dwarf. It let me get that little capes on. You can tell, a little tomato cape.
Well, that's what our Mighty Tomatoes have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, do we have time to maybe mention why you would want to grow a grafted tomato?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of reasons, especially for low maintenance and those people that have trouble growing tomatoes.
Well, the main reason that tomatoes are grafted is to prevent root diseases like fusarium blight, verticillium wilt, and nematodes.
You don't need to transplant them every 3 years, right, if they're in the ground, or do you?
Oh, you don't need to move the location.
Right, location.
Yeah, usually they mention planting tomatoes every 3 years in a different spot in your garden so you don't get fusarium or verticillium. Because once that's in the soil, it's there all the time.
Right.
But if you're using grafted tomatoes, you don't have to worry about that, or nematodes. And then because that root system is so strong that you virtually all the time will double the crop of tomatoes you would get. I remember a few years ago, we always sell the heirloom variety called pineapple, which a lot of people really like. But I grew some of those pineapple, and I had what I thought was poor production compared to my other grafted tomatoes. So I mentioned to someone who's a tomato grower that grows lots of tomatoes that we were going to eliminate pineapple because it was not a good producer. And they said, oh, it's such a good-tasting tomato. I said, yeah, but you don't get production. They said, you know what? If it's not grafted, you don't get anything. So I guess a few pineapple tomatoes grafted is worth it.
Yeah, right.
I had mentioned before the break also that I had run into a problem at a client's house this week with their lawn.
Oh, yeah, you teased this story before.
This is a good one. So I'm gonna break into a little story and – I know John will pinpoint where things went wrong right away, but it took me a while. So we have a client in Mission Hills overlooking the airport. So kind of coastal,
okay. Yep.
A fully exposed lawn. It's kind of a Bermuda grass lawn, just a mix of different grasses.
But a great view, right?
Beautiful view.
Yeah.
And so we took this property over from the maintenance end of it back in January. So kind of in the wintertime. And the lawn was doing well. We tested the sprinkler system right when we got on the property. We had great water pressure. And from there on out, it was just simple maintenance. And then
What kind of lawn?
Kind of a Bermuda grass
okay.
lawn.
Okay.
And then just last month, things started taking a turn for the worse. So from January till about, you know, late March, April, things were fine. And then things started changing. So then we went back to the irrigation system. We adjusted it. We found that we had kind of low pressure. And so we adjusted the sprinklers to be able to bump up the pressure on the sprinkler system for better coverage. And nothing was changing. We started fertilizing. We introduced Milorganite. We introduced Grow Power. We were taking all the proper steps to try to get this lawn back. It was starting to yellow out and just not responding to
any
of those things.
And this is the first time ever this lawn had done this?
Well, it was the first time for us because we had just taken over the
maintenance. Since your responsibility.
Yeah, and the homeowner had only been there since we started.
Okay.
We kind of came on new with the homeowner. And so I was out there yesterday, and I'm inspecting the areas, and I asked him, have you had any plumbing work done on your house recently to why the pressure has changed? And the only thing he can think of is that they installed a water softener.
Okay, stop right there
on his property.
Because we're going to take a break and finish this story, which I want to hear the rest of this. This is interesting. It is 16 minutes after the hour. More Facebook questions, comments right there on Facebook. John at GardenAmerica.com, 855-424-9825. Thank you for joining us. It is break time. We have what they used to call in radio messages coming your way. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, coming right back.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for Soil and Turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to Fertilome.com for more information.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at gardenamerica.com.
Thank you so much. We, I was going to say we're back, but if you're watching us on Facebook, we didn't go anywhere. We just played commercials. People in radio like to say that. We are back. Anyway, Facebook Live, the phone number 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. As we continue our discussions and questions, comments on Facebook, and Tiger's story about this lawn problem for the first time, and we're going to get to, I think you became sort of a super sleuth to figure this out, Sherlock, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. Had to put on my thinking cap. Just to remind everyone, we have a lawn, Bermuda lawn, turning yellow, poor water pressure, but I'm fertilizing. I can't do anything to get it to turn around. So the one thing that the homeowner did have done inside the house was have a water softener put in. And so I said, you know, do you mind if I go down and take a look at where they installed the water softener? He goes, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, because usually that doesn't affect the outside
it
water.
It does not. When they installed the water softener, they didn't divert. And so the water softener was feeding the irrigation system.
Oh,
so right then and there, that's why our pressure went down, was number one, because in order for it to go through the softener and then out to sprinklers, we had a drop in pressure, which for a house, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you had checked the pressure of the water before that.
Right, and it was fine.
Yeah, there's no reason why it would change.
Right. And then the other thing that's happening is water softeners use salt as part of the softening process.
Right.
Well, plants do not like salt. And so this lawn
and
is
a
getting
lot of salt.
Dumped on with salt water. And so that's why we weren't having any results from the fertilizing. There was no change in the lawn after fertilizing. And so anyways, long story short, people for your homes, if you ever have any plumbing work done, make sure it doesn't affect your irrigation system, because you can have some really negative effects. I don't know what we're going to do. This is a very large lawn, and it is on the verge of death. And, I mean, we're just going to – when they finally able – because the problem right now, too, is that we can't even hook up to any city water right now. The whole property is going through this water softener. And so we have to wait for the plumber to come out to reroute it.
Cap it off and then reroute it, right?
Yep, exactly. So that way we can get – irrigated water with city water, and then we're going to have to fertilize. We're going to have to flush the soil with as much water as possible.
Yeah, because that salt, you have to leach it out, right? Because that salt's still in there.
I was also told to use – there's a lot of soaps out there. Jungle Rain is one. Orange TKO is a soap. But I was told to use a soap also, because that'll help with the leaching process of getting that salt to go down into the soil. I think – kind of like what they would use with, what is it, the agave nectar or something they talk about, where you're trying to get the water to penetrate the soil.
Yeah. Or what you want to use is saponin, which is yucca extract.
Yucca extract.
Right.
Yeah.
Agave nectar would bring a lot of ants.
It would bring a lot of ants. That's like honey.
But no, yucca extract is excellent. And I bought a pint. Was it a pint? Let me think. Definitely was no bigger than a quart on Amazon for, I think it was around $16-$17, and it said it would cover 5 acres.
No. Easy.
So that would be the thing to spray.
To do, yeah.
Because it will help leach when you get normal water.
Water on there. So, yeah. So, big problems, though. But, I mean, just the plants are all looking yellowing. They're burning. And it's a bummer. But it
took
us a while.
The other thing you might want to try is, usually I don't recommend it, but in your case, you might want to try putting some gypsum.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll get the exchange between gypsum is calcium sulfate.
Right.
And salt is sodium chloride, so you get an exchange between the sodium and the calcium, and that might help a little bit, help neutralize it.
You know, I remember years ago we had a house, and there was had a soft water type of thing that was installed into the house, and we had to buy salt a couple of times a month maybe and fill it up with.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, with the salt. So
That's what he has to do is he has these, and
huge bags of salt, big granules.
Yeah, and when he purchased it, they said, oh, you know, you might have to buy, you know, one bag every, you know, few months kind of a thing.
No.
Well, no, but then he was going through bags weekly of this material because he was just burning through it because of all of the water in the house. I mean, even if he washed his car, it would be softened.
There's
water.
Salt everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of a story. This was probably about 35 years ago now. We had a person who said that their yard didn't look good. They had just moved into this new house, and they had come out here from New York, never had a garden before, and because they always lived in an apartment in New York City. So they came out, and they said that their plants were doing terrible, and they brought in a piece. And, you know, I said, well, it looks to me like they need more water. You need to water more often. He goes, I water every single day.
Well, that's the problem.
And I said, really? I said, because these plants look really dry. He goes, no. He says, I water every day. And I said, you know what? Tomorrow I'll try to come by and see what's going on. So I went by his house. The entire yard was bone dry. All the plants were shriveling up. And I said, I thought you said you watered every day. And he said, I do. And I said, well, show me how you water. So he gets out his hose, and it's got the nozzle on the end of it. And he sprays all the leaves of the plants and turns it off. And I said, you've got to water the ground. He said, oh, I never knew that.
Well, okay, so there's coming from New York, never had a garden.
Never grew anything before, right?
Just because that's the last thing I do when I water my plants in the patio is I turn that little to the cone position where it kind of mist everything.
Right.
And then I mist all the leaves after I give everything a deep water.
Yeah.
He was just that's what he was doing.
He was just shooting the leaves of the plants, the trees, and everything.
Wow. What else on Facebook before we go to the
break?
To
his benefit, there was no dust on it.
Yeah. Yeah. No bugs.
No bugs.
Rick wants to know if he uses the compost tea, would we recommend using the HB101 at the same time? Or does he have to use HB101?
Is there ever not a time to use it?
It's kind of two different things. I mean, the reason why you use HB101 is it's
like a vitamin, isn't it?
It is. It's like a vitamin, and it boosts the plant's ability to do all the wonderful things that plants do, whether it's flower, grow, absorb fertilizer.
It would be like helping us get out of bed in the morning and starting our day.
Yeah. Like having that cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Where compost tea is a true fertilizer. I mean, it has an NPK in it. It has the aerobic bacteria in it that John was mentioning, and it's actually feeding the plant. And so you do use them simultaneously. That's not going to be harmful.
You use so little HB101 that a few drops probably isn't going to hurt at all. Definitely might help.
Right. So I'd say yes, you use them both. And I mean, the HB101 comes into play for me specifically when I have plants that are stressed.
Yeah.
And it helps them come out of that stress. I don't really use it all the time on other stuff, only when I have plants that are stressed. I mean, but I could use it whenever.
It is break time. It is almost 30 minutes after the hour, 1/2 hour to go. So do stay with us. Don't forget to download the iHeart Radio app so you can listen to our podcast. You can also click that link on the newsletter that John provides, and we've given you that link on our Facebook page as well. The last podcast we did was Roses, Everything You Want to Know. Next up will be Spring Vegetables. We're coming right back.
Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And, of course, Facebook Live, questions, comments. We are back 35 minutes after the hour. Do want to thank you for spending part of your weekend with us here. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, Brian Main. I mentioned after the show today, we'll be recording our next podcast, which will be Spring Vegetables, and we will post that on Monday as we continue. Are we up to date on the questions and comments? Or
Yes, we are. Okay. I'm just trying to load up a picture from the flower show that John was talking about earlier.
Yeah, up at the Vista Library, our good friend Susan sent us a picture of the old garden roses.
Thank you, Susan.
And for those of you who cannot make it over to the library, as soon as Tiger gets this picture posted, you can take a look at Facebook
look and see what you're
what
missing.
It looks like.
Yeah. See what you're missing. Okay, what else?
Speaking of old garden roses, I got 60 of them from France. And those were, remember we talked about this a few weeks ago.
The border story.
Yeah, importing those roses from France. And they're all doing really well. A lot of them have come into bloom, but those are, all, for the most part, old garden roses, Chinas, teas, maybe one or two hybrid perpetuals, some noisettes. And those are the 60 that I got were all roses that for the most part, were not in this country. So it's kind of cool to see them come into bloom.
Is there such a thing as the oldest rose in the world or the oldest rose that we know of?
The oldest rose that is continuously growing is a rose that was planted in the 1500s at a medieval cathedral in Germany, and it grows up the side of the cathedral.
Hmm.
So that's the oldest
that's
one
a
that
long
we
time.
Know of for one plant.
Right, sure.
And then there's roses like in Tombstone, Arizona, I believe it is, if I'm in my old age not forgetting these things, but it's the largest is it a Banksia rose or is it a Cecile Bruner? Now I can't remember. I think it might be a Cecile Bruner, but anyway, the rose covers almost an acre.
Wow.
It's huge.
And that's in Tombstone, Arizona.
Tucson
area. Okay, what's on your mind? Facebook Live or john@gardenamerica.com. We'll still take phone calls at 855-424-9825.
You haven't given us an update on your veggie pod and how your vegetable garden's doing. And you said you were picking cilantro already,
cilantro,
right?
Yes, which we had this week.
Did your carrots ever come up?
They're up, but I don't see them yet. There's,
do you mean they're up, but you don't see
well,
them?
Well, I see the tops of the...
Oh, the carrot.
The carrot, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way they grow.
Well, I know that. But I also learned something else, too, that, again, my second time planting everything, the different things that I have growing in there, cilantro, spinach, lettuce, onions, I could have spread them apart a little better. Everything's kind of growing into one. So I will take a picture and show you what it looks like. But everything is growing.
Well, you planted in rows this time.
I did plant them in rows. I dug the troughs.
But what you did not do then was thin. Thinning is important. And it's not just going on a diet, Brian.
That's something else I've got to remember next year. I've got to thin.
That's right. What you do is you go through, and because when you plant your seeds, they do come up too close together.
They do.
So you've got to go through and pull out every other seedling so that you leave a little space between them.
Yeah, there's no space right now. It's just all green on both sides.
I know.
And you'll be able to, yeah, you can picture it.
People don't like to thin.
I don't like it. I don't.
The stuff's up and growing, and you just don't want to pull out something that's growing. The same thing with fruit trees. If you don't thin the fruit, you end up with small fruit rather than nice large
fruit.
Yeah,
I'll go one step further. I don't like to cut anything back that needs to be cut back because it's growing and it's doing well. But it's also better for the plant to do what you're suggesting.
Well, it'll get bushier.
Right.
You know, if you want it to do that.
Right. I will get that picture for you and send it so we can comment on it and you can chastise me next
Make
week.
Make fun of you.
For all the things I did wrong. Tiger's got that link up there?
Got it. Just did it.
Perfect.
So it's a pretty pretty picture of how they – I mean, is this a judging? Are they judging these roses?
No, this is just an exhibition.
Okay. Because you know, they have them all in the vases like you would judge them,
right,
with one or two flowers on each stem and
right,
all lined up. But no,
the Heritage Rose Society really does not like to be judged. And members will rarely, if ever, go to a traditional rose show because they grow their roses just for the love of growing them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an exhibition, and the public is invited to bring their roses too. And you don't have to worry about being judged. Just bring them, put them in a vase, and
we do not judge you.
Let people come and take a look at them. But old garden roses especially, because they don't grow like traditional roses. They don't have long stems like a florist rose
right,
would have.
Sure.
If you look at the picture, you'll see that there's kind of an old-fashioned elegance to the vase. It's like something you might see in an old painting. They look really nice.
They have paintings actually behind the roses you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And it just kind of shows that a lot of times, even if it doesn't directly influence art, you know, flowers influence artists in a lot of different ways. And, you know, they complement art very well because they have all the same colors and some of the same structures
right,
and all of that. So, yeah, they did complement those flowers with some paintings.
What are you thinking of?
Well, I thought this portion of the show was sponsored.
It is?
This moment of silence is brought to you by Bayer Advanced.
Well, you had a look on your face like, I'm not here anymore.
Hey, there was like 10,000 things going on in my mind at once.
And you know what? You just, speaking of Bayer Advanced.
Yes.
You remember when you used to do the Reed commercials and it was brought to us by Bayer
right,
Advanced? What's in the blue bottle?
What's in the blue bottle?
Do you know they're changing their name? Lance is going to be on the show in a couple weeks.
Right.
And Bayer is having a big name change. It's
the company itself is not going to be called Bayer?
It's not going to be Bayer Advanced any longer.
It's SBM Life Science.
Yeah.
What's it going to be called?
SBM Life Science.
SSBM Life Science?
SBM. SBM Life Science.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, they're in a lot of their products are going to be shifting over to a more organic as well too. That was the one thing that Lance had talked to me about when we were talking about the upcoming interview, that a lot of their products are going to shift over into a little bit more of an organic way.
And I think they're using the trademark Bioscience.
Bioscience, yep.
So they're going to need a lot of how shall we say, publicity in that regard to let people know what's happening with their company switching over from the name Bayer to Life Science, Bio Life Science, John?
Yeah, well, you know, they're sponsoring the National Convention of the American Rose Society, which is going to be held in San Diego this coming October. And that might be, if you're listening in other parts of the country, that might be a nice trip in October.
What we say in the business is Bayer's going to need a lot of branding. They've already been branded now as Bayer.
I think they've got a lot of branding.
Rebranding, though.
Well, rebranding. They're going to have to spend a lot of money on the name change. Because,
absolutely.
I mean, they've been known as Bayer for a long
time.
That's a
huge change.
Yeah.
So no longer
will
we see
But does Bayer mean anything?
You know, to most people, it means aspirin.
Right.
Bayer aspirin.
But it also means a strong chemical company, kind of like DuPont. Or
which, in a lot of circles,
Monsanto or somebody like that.
In a lot of circles, it's kind of a negative thing because of chemicals.
And you know, the Bayer company gets a lot of undue criticism,
right?
And do you remember when we went back to? Did you come?
Yes,
with us
it was in North Carolina, wasn't
right.
it?
Right. Went to North Carolina, and they do so much research into. To pollinators and bee health and things like that. You know, people think that, well, you use some of their chemicals that kills bees and stuff like that.
No, that's not that's
but,
not.
Man,
true.
They spend so much time and invest so much into research to promote healthy environments that I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, I was. That was a great trip. We learned a lot from what they do.
So I'm glad to see they're continuing in this direction.
I think that was the year you and I spent 3 hours at the Atlanta airport. We had, you remember that? We had a little dinner, kind of a little snack before we took off.
I remember we had coffee with Nellie Neal.
Yes.
The garden mama.
You guys talk about
garden
that
mama,
all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
I love it.
But to that Atlanta airport's huge. It looked like we were in a shopping mall.
Yeah, it is its own city.
It exactly. It's exactly what it is. And so that was in North Carolina, and then we went back to Scotch. That was in Ohio.
It was Marysville, Ohio.
Right. A couple of 2 or 3 years later.
Got a couple questions when we get back.
Beautiful. More questions. One more segment. That's right. 45 minutes after the hour. One more segment coming up here on Garden America. As we continue, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app to listen to our podcast. You can also click the link in the newsletter. If you don't get the newsletter, go to GardenAmerica.com on the homepage. You can set yourself up. We do not share your address or personal information. It'll give you sort of an insight on what's happening during each and every program.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for Soil and Turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now.
877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
All right, gang, this is it, our final segment as we cruise through Cinco de Mayo Saturday with you. Thank you so much for joining us. A big shout-out to our Facebook viewers. I know we've got some things to get to. Let's go to a phone call, first of all, from Poway, California, here in San Diego. Lila is on the phone. Welcome. How can we help you? I think you have a question about HB 101. Nice to have you on with us.
Thank you. It's not a question. It's a comment.
Okay.
I wanted to let you know that I used just one tiny drop of the HB 101 in a big flower vase for some alstroemerias that I had gotten at Walmart, and they're going on their sixth week.
Wow. So I guess for cut flowers, not a bad idea, John, right?
Well, that's one of the things they recommend is adding a little bit to your bouquet to help extend the life. But 6 weeks,
wow,
that is amazing.
What do you normally get, Lila, out of that without the HB 101? A couple of weeks maybe at the most?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Also, I wanted to remind John to look at his emails because I have two emails about the variegated plumerias.
Well, you know, I did check my emails this morning and I did see one.
He doesn't have his laptop with him. He's got his phone, so it's a little different for him to kind of check things.
Yeah, and and I have to tell you, Lila, that I was all prepared to give them to you and you never contacted me. And
yes, I did. I emailed you.
Oh, that one I never got. But anyway, I promise that I will go look at them this weekend, and I will email you back and try to get those to you, assuming they're still there. I mean, I have to borrow my neighbor's machete
now, John,
so that I can get through.
Everyone on Facebook and listening is hearing you right now, so you've put it out there that you're going to do this, so can't back out.
All right. There you go, Lila. Everyone knows I promised to do this.
Okay. Anything else we can help you with?
I think that's it for now. Oh,
well,
I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kathy Ray asked how many people were going on our trip, and nobody said.
Oh.
I think it's 28 to 30.
Yeah.
Right around 28 to 30.
Okay.
And a lot of people will be meeting from other parts of the country that have never traveled with us before, too. So that'll be nice.
Thank you for your phone call. We appreciate you checking in.
Thank you.
You got it. Do we still got HB 101 on our website?
We do.
Because usually after we have conversations about it, they start to fly out the door again. So.
Yeah.
Lila, by the way, was speaking of the trip that we're taking to England, where we're going to the Hampton Court Flower Show. Hey, do we have time for an email question?
We do. We've got about, I'm going to say, good 6 to 7 minutes before the show is over.
Okay, this is from Eileen up in the Bay Area. She says that, first of all, she said, good morning, John, Brian, and Tiger. I have garlic planted and wondered if they need to be watered at this time. Well, I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, Eileen. Did you plant the just the cloves? And if you did that, then the way that it's normal or garlic's normally planted is that you water it really good just after you've planted them, and then you usually withhold the water unless there's unusually hot weather until you see them coming up through the soil. If you put in plants, garlic plants, then you just water those on a regular basis like you would any other vegetable.
So there you go. Yeah.
Made perfect sense.
Do you have a...
I have a question from Lenore, who was asking about when should she thin out a lime tree? And if it's a Mexican lime or a key lime, thin that out whenever. Those things are so prolific, and
yeah,
they grow so many limes.
You can do it all year round.
You can, yeah. If it's fruiting, start thinning right away. If it's a bear,
and they're smaller to begin with.
Yeah, they should be about a little bit about the silver dollar. You know, maybe a quarter, depending on you know what
if
size
you don't,
harvested.
Don't thin them out. You're going to have a lot of pea-sized limes.
And then on the bear's lime, which is your kind of larger standard lime that you find in the grocery store, I don't necessarily know if you have to thin that one out as much because they don't produce as much. I mean, a good-sized tree will produce a lot of fruit, but
right,
for the most part, they're okay. I don't.
Yeah, you can thin them out a little if you want larger fruit, but I used to let mine go without thinning them, mainly because I'm allergic to limes, and if I touch them, I break out.
Okay, I think Laura's got a question on Facebook, Tiger.
Okay, hold on 1 second then.
Right there at the top.
How long does it take until you see growth on a blueberry, raspberry, and roses that have recently been planted? And what do I look for? So if she's dug up a blueberry, raspberry, and a rose and then moved it to another location, how long before you see growth? Well, right now during this time of year, 2 weeks?
2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Depending on how – did she say that she dug them up and moved them?
Well, she just – roses that I recently – been planted. I thought transplanted.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so she just, I think these are just new ones that she purchased and now she planted them.
Yeah, it takes about 2 weeks for the root system to begin growing into the surrounding area. So you really won't see much for 2 weeks. And the HB 101 that we were talking about definitely should be used at planting time.
Yeah.
Because if you put that over the, just mix it up in a watering can and pour it over the plants, it'll eliminate a lot of the transplant shock.
Yeah, so 2 weeks. And then what does she look for on the blueberries and raspberries? The raspberry is really easy because you can notice the new growth right away at the tips
right,
of the branches and comes out small little green buds and then goes from there. The blueberry is a little bit more difficult to notice unless it's like an O'Neill or one of those varieties that goes dormant. If it's a sunshine, which is kind of a evergreen blueberry, a little bit more difficult to notice new growth. Basically, you just don't want to see it taking a turn for the worse, and you'll probably be happy. But on the O'Neill or those dormant varieties, you'll see growth, you know, towards the tips. And then on the rose, you'll see the stems or little buds beginning to come out of the branches and stems on that as well. You'll see the little buds coming out from the sides.
Since they are new plants, if it gets really hot, like here in San Diego this weekend, make sure that you're giving them plenty of water.
Mm-hmm.
so that they don't dry out. You know,
that's going to do it, John.
I just wanted to quickly mention my blueberries at home that I planted last year. This year, right now, they've got dozens and dozens of blueberries on each plant.
Outstanding. Hey, thank you for watching, tuning in on Facebook Live, and however else you hear us via streaming. That is going to do it. Until next week, we appreciate it for the entire crew, Brandon, Zach, Jeremiah, keeping us on the air. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian May. Until next time, get growing America. Take care. Be safe out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.